Good morning, you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. I would like to specially wish you all a happy new month. Indeed, the Lord has been good and the Lord has been kind. It's the eighth month in the year and still the Lord has not stopped being faithful. Today is the first day in the month of August 2025. It's a beautiful Friday and we have come with our hearts of gratitude. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual, written by Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today, we'll be looking at a topic that says, Prayers for Your Neighborhood. Prayers for Your Neighborhood. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Isaiah 60 to 63. Our memory verse is taken from Galatians 6 verse 2. Galatians 6 verse 2, which says, Bear ye one another's burden, and so fulfill the law of Christ. Our Bible reading is taken from Romans chapter 12 from verse 15 to 16. Romans chapter 12 from verse 15 to 16. From verse 15 it reads, Rejoice with those who rejoice, mourn with those who mourn, live in harmony with one another. Be not proud, be not willing to associate with people of low position. Do not be conceited. May God bless the reading and the hearing of His word in Jesus' name. Today we're going into a series of prayers and we're going to be inviting the Lord into our midst. We are going to be raising requests and petitions in the presence of the Lord. Today, our first prayer is, Father, thank you for my neighborhood. Remember, we are praying for our neighborhood. Father, thank you for my neighborhood and everyone living in it. Thank you for your continuous protection over us. Lord, we appreciate you for our neighborhood, O Lord. Thank you for your protection. Thank you for every single person living there. Thank you for your preservation. Thank you for peace. Lord, we appreciate you. Please accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Our second prayer point says, Father, please continue to protect my neighborhood from danger. Let the plans of the enemy concerning us be destroyed in Jesus' name. Father, please continue to protect my neighborhood from danger. Let the plans of the enemy concerning us be destroyed in Jesus' name. Our third prayer point says, Father, please let your will be done in this neighborhood. Help us to continually live in peace and unity in Jesus' name. Father, please let your will be done in this neighborhood. Help us to continually live in peace and unity in Jesus' name. Our fourth prayer point says, Father, please help us to truly love you and one another in this neighborhood. Please let love reign among us in Jesus' name. Father, please help us to continue to love you and one another. Give us sound love. Help us to love each other. Help us to treat others the way you have instructed us to treat each other. Let us live in love and unity. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Our fifth prayer point says, Father, please help the children in my neighborhood to grow up into good citizens. Help their parents and teachers to nurture them according to your will in Jesus' name. Father, please help the children of my neighborhood to grow up as good citizens. Help their parents and teachers to nurture them. May they be good representatives of this neighborhood. In the name of Jesus, let them uphold your name. Let them uphold good morals. In the name of Jesus. For in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Our sixth prayer point says, Father, please help all my neighbors who may be struggling financially, emotionally, mentally, maritally, and in any area of their lives. Please help them today. Send them help today in the name of Jesus. Please send them help in the name of Jesus. Please help them. They cannot do it on their own, oh Lord. Vain is the help of man. Father, please help them. Send them help from every corners of the earth in the name of Jesus. Our seventh prayer point today says, Father, please make me and my neighbors a blessing to nations and the world at large. Give us people and resources that will benefit the community, country, an entire world in the name of Jesus. The initiative to be a blessing to the world, to nations, and to neighboring communities. Father, please release upon us in the name of Jesus. For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Our eighth prayer point is, Father, please shield my neighborhood from disease outbreaks. Help us to be strong and healthy in our minds and bodies in Jesus' name. Please shield my neighborhood from disease outbreak. Help us to be strong and healthy in our minds and bodies in the name of Jesus. For in Jesus' name we are afraid. Our ninth prayer point says, Father, please help the government to implement policies that will bring advancement to my neighborhood. May we have everything we need to live in peace, comfort, and prosperity in Jesus' name. Our 10th prayer point says, Father, please keep and protect all the vulnerable people in my neighborhood, the old, orphan, disabled, sick, and the like. Please send the right people to help them in Jesus' name. Our 11th prayer point says, Father, please let a revival break out in my neighborhood. Give the people who have not yet surrendered their life to you an encounter. Let souls be saved and the devil's captive be liberated in Jesus' name. Our 11th prayer point says, Father, we are going to take that again. Father, please let the revival break out in our neighborhood and give people who have not yet surrendered their life to you an encounter. Let souls be saved and the devil's captives be liberated in Jesus' name. I want you to pray for the souls of your neighbors. If you remember them by names, I want you to begin to commit their souls into the hands of the Lord. Pray for their souls to be saved and liberated. Our 12th prayer point says you should pray your personal prayer point for your neighborhood. Begin to decree and declare everything you want to see happen in your neighborhood. Begin to decree peace, unity, prosperity, good health, sound mind. Begin to decree it upon your neighborhood and every single person living there, from the rulership and every other person. Just pray, 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 pray. For in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. If today's Open Heaven has been a blessing to you and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepodashready.com. Click on the podcast, click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you like to listen to, download or share. The link will pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station. Still on www.praisepodashready.com. It's available on our mobile app, which you can download from Play Store or Apple Store. Just to give you access to all of our amazing shows that we have lined up for you throughout the day. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. Till you hear my voice again and till we gather another word from the mind of God. Do remain blessed. Bye-bye.